That's the title song from his second motion picture, Loving You, plus ten other hits that could be found on certainly one of the classic albums, Elvis's Golden Records. We just scratched the surface. There'll be more after we take care of some business. I want to remind you that remembering Elvis.
Don't be tiger, side is way too rough. I don't be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But it's gonna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck, leave me anywhere. Let me be. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be your teddy bear.
Yes, oh, let me be your teddy bear.
Born through a party in the county jail. The prison man was there, the label began to wait. The man was jumping and the drum began to sway. You should have heard him knock that jailbird.
Don't you ever kiss me once, kiss me twice. twice. Dreaming I, dreaming I.
Just any questions.
Elvis, do you feel that your fans have been pretty loyal to you since you've been in service?
Yes, sir, I certainly do.
You have a rougher time than most soldiers.
No, ma'am. Everything was just straight down the middle. I was treated no better or any worse than any of the other boys. That's the way I wanted it because I had to live with the other boys, you know?
Well, not by the Army. I mean by the other boys. Did the boys treat you roughly?
Oh, no, sir. Not at all. I kind of expected, but when those guys looked around and they saw me pulling KP and marching with a pack on my back and everything, well, they figured, well, he's just like we are, so I got along very well with them, and they're all a good bunch of boys.
Elvis, what's your idea of the ideal girl?
Female, sir. No, sir,
do you feel that rock and roll, the popularity of rock and roll, will diminish in any way while you're in the Army?
That's hard to tell. The only thing I can say is I hope not.
Is it a relief to get away from all the autograph hounds and the hysterical females?
Sir, it is not. But once you get used to it, if nobody comes up and asks for an autograph or if no one bothers you, well, then you start worrying.
Bill, do you feel that you've been very lucky or do you feel that you do have a talent that most of the other people you meet don't have?
Well, sir, I've been very lucky. And I happened to come along at a time in the music business where there was no trend. The people were looking for something different, and I was lucky. I came along just in time.
We've now moved down into the library of the USS Randall, and we are now only minutes away from sailing time. And Elvis Presley will shortly be on his way to Germany and a return to the United States. Well, who knows? It'll be some time anyway. Since this is probably the last chance that you'll have to say something to your fans, do you have any particular message that you'd like to pass on to them?
Yes, I would. I'd like to say that in spite of the fact that I am going away and that I'll be out of their eyes for some time, I hope that I'm not out of their minds. And I'll be looking forward to the time when I can come back and entertain again like I did. And
all we can do is wish you a wonderful trip and all the best luck in the world and come home soon.
Well, thank you very much. I'll do my very best.
Because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna run my fingers through your long black hair, squeeze you tighter than a grizzly bear. Yes, sir, I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna stick like glue. Yeah, yeah. Because I'm stuck on you, I'm gonna stick like glue. Yeah, yeah, because I'm stuck on you.
That was the first hit to coincide with his release from the Army in March of 1960. It was performed on a national television special welcoming Elvis back to the United States, some of you may remember, a program hosted by Frank Sinatra, of all people, in somewhat chronological order. Those are the hits from the earliest days right up to the release from the Army in 1960, and there's still more to come. For a time in the 60s, Elvis spent his days making those Hollywood films about which there is so much controversy as to their quality or lack of, but there were still some of those songs that lingered. When you hear them back to back like this, it really astounds how well this body of music holds up. And we'll continue right after some business at WNEW-FM in New York. We're 5 o'clock, where we are remembering Elvis until 8 o'clock this evening. From 6 until 7, we will explore the music from his 1968 television special, and then from 7 until 8 o'clock, Elvis in New York, his concert at Madison Square Garden in June of 1972, along with some remarks made at a press conference prior to those concerts in New York in 72, which I'm sure you will find interesting. Again, there are many who felt that Elvis's stay in the Army took away his energy. And the 60s, of course, are much more dominated by those four guys from Liverpool who were certainly Elvis, influenced by Elvis, among others. But still, from the release from the Army, and right up until the time of that TV special in 1968, there were some memorable hit songs that are a worthy part of the Elvis legacy. And we're going to listen to some of those for the next few minutes.
Your smile so tender, my heart was captured, my soul surrendered. I spent a lifetime waiting for the right time. Now that you're near, the time is here at last. It's it's now or never, my love won't wait.
It's now or never, my love won't wait.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory
stray to a bright summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart. Do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight? My heart's on fire, burning with a strange desire, and I know it's time I kiss you, that your heart's on fire too. So, my darling, please surrender.
Marie's name of his latest flame. Oh, Marie's name.